Dr. Richard LaManna from Burnt Hills, New York. Regarding Steve Kirkwood's Living on Earth, low-carbon prosperity. It sounds lofty and idealist, but annoyingly unctuous and hypocritical. Interesting that the elitist plutocrats descending upon Davos, Switzerland, for their climate summit arrived in hundreds of private jets burning, yes, fossil fuels. Climate change, our climate has always changed. The planet is in a constant state of temperature flux. Our history of cyclical ice ages, the last which thought approximately 12,000 years ago, resulted from natural warming, unassailably due to solar activity. As devoid of the sun's wonderful radiance, the Earth would be one big ball of frozen water. And the Clovis culture was certainly not industrialized. Perhaps observation that Mars, Venus, and Mercury demonstrate a simultaneous warming and cooling concurrent with our planet is worth noting. Call me a knuckle-dragging troglodyte, but I dare say carbon dioxide is not a threat. Approximately one molecule of CO2 out of 10,000 others comprises the Earth's atmosphere, and it's certainly not the most important component of greenhouse effect. That would be water vapor. But there's no way to vilify H2O as being such a heinous evil as CO2.
Sherry Mickle, I live in Saratoga, New York. I enjoyed Joe Donahue's talk with Laurel Brightman about her book, Animal Madness. And I just wanted to add that when you do see a behavioral change in your animal, it's best first to rule out a physical cause before you go after a psychological or behavioral cause, because sometimes illness makes behavior change too.
Good morning. My name is Edward Nardi. I'm in Housatonic, Massachusetts. I'm listening to the always excellent discussion this morning. However, there was some disagreement about the word forecast. I didn't have my dictionary handy, but I got out a thesaurus, and it's clearly prediction, prognostication, divine, augur, prophesy, prognosticate. Well, I mean, it's a science, but it's still a highly complex science, and certainty is not available to them, and it should not be available to the public, and it's the media that gives the public the impression that the weathermen blew it. I mean, this is absurd.
My name is Pete Healy. I'm from New Paltz. I'm calling because I know many of us here are relatively pleased that the storm stalled well east of the thruway so that there would be no further delays or excuses for Sheldon Silver's departure from Albany. Maybe the delay in picking a real replacement for him is that they have to check on Preet Bharara's list of people who are under investigation and see if everybody can clear waivers, as they say. Good luck to the Democrats.
This is Dr. Errico from Lenox. Listening to the roundtable the other day, I learned that F. Scott Fitzgerald worked a little bit on the script for Gone with the Wind. Where else can you get information like that except from WAMC? Wonderful station.